Hawaii is closer than ever to swapping out those polystyrene foam containers for biodegradable alternatives made of things like bamboo, corn, or sugarcane.
Every now and then, Hawaii really just steps up.
Stuart Coleman is the Hawaii manager for the Surfrider Foundation, an environmental organization dedicated to protecting our oceans. The nonprofit has been one of the most vocal proponents of Senate Bill 2498, a proposal to prohibit the sale of polystyrene foam containers in the state, legislation introduced by Oahu Senator Stanley Chang.
As you know, polystyrene cannot be recycled. It's made from fossil fuels. And once it gets out into the environment through littering or otherwise, it breaks apart into small pieces that are then eaten by wildlife, birds, fish, and so on.
Polystyrene foam is also commonly known by the trade name styrofoam.
Styrofoam is one of the most littered items and littered forms of plastic, and it's also the least recycled form of plastic.
We need to talk about more campaigns and more efforts and more funding to control our trash so it doesn't become litter. Not forcing a hardship on a restaurant operator and not solving any problem, because you're not going to do away with the litter problem.
Local restaurant owner Greg Frazier is the executive director of the Hawaii Restaurant Association. The association represents more than 3,500 food establishments across the state.
It's going to force restaurant operators to spend 3 or 4 times more on the same type of a container. What do we do? I have to go and either A, raise prices on my menu, or B, lay some people off because I can't afford.
Frazier says restaurant owners with the resources to make the switch are already doing so.
I take steps at my restaurant in Kauai because I'm on the North Shore of Kauai. So I want to be as ocean friendly as possible. But guess what? That's a choice I make. That's a choice that I make to spend more on these. Nobody is forcing me to use certain products.
He says this added cost could be the tipping point for some Hawaii restaurants, on top of recent minimum wage hikes and rising food prices. Coleman, however, believes the transition can be a smooth one for businesses.
The reason we were able to pass the bans on Maui and the Big Island, I would argue, is that now we have businesses testifying and saying it was not a problem. And it's not like it's going to go away overnight. It's a phase-out period over a couple of years, and people have plenty of time.
Senator Chang says in the last 5 years, local governments in New York, San Francisco, Seattle, and more have passed similar measures.
Hawaii has long been a pioneer of environmental policies, of progressive social policies, so we can be proud to be pioneers, but we can also have the confidence to know that this has been tested, that it's worked in other jurisdictions, and that it'll probably work here too.
The measure passed the Senate and is awaiting a hearing with the House Finance Committee. If passed, the ban would take effect January 1st, 2019. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.